Quitter. With Mom working until midnight, the house was my own personal palace of sulk. I baked a sleeve of cinnamon rolls for dinner and ate half the icing before the oven timer beeped, an act I immediately regretted. Rolls with subpar levels of icing are among life's most bitter disappointments. Not as disappointing as your dream girl liking you about as much as Hannibal Lecter likes veganism. I'm not even in the mood. About as much as the modeling industry likes your face. Now, that's just mean. That's your face, too. Nope. I'm just a voice. I'm sexy as hell. Okay, then. I tried rationing out the icing onto the rolls when someone knocked on the door. A knock was cause for alarm in my world. Mom watched a lot of Dateline NBC, so she always thought that killers, kidnappers, and all sorts of evil lurked behind every knock. I was in just the right mood to open the door and embrace the gleaming butcher knife of a supernatural murderer. Of course, it was just Preston. "Why'd you ditch practice?" he asked, letting himself in. "I walked home," I said. "Was this over Jenna and Theo? Come on. You knew that was growing into a thing, right? Did everyone know about them but me? She told me she liked me." "I like applesauce. Big whoop." I felt myself wanting to cry, but I couldn't. Not in front of Preston. Maybe I should have taken a break in the library after all. "You have to leave," I said. "Oh, man," Preston said. "You actually didn't know." Dude. That's when Preston hugged me, and I started to cry, brushing my tears onto my shoulders before he could get a close look at me. "There's this surgery that can fix my face," I said. "I'm going to give it a shot." "If that's what you want, that's awesome," Preston said. "But you don't need to fix your face, man." "I know Jenna liked me, somewhere in there," I said. "It's not what she thinks of my scars or even what I think of them, but what it's got to be like walking down the street holding the burned kid's hand. The stuff haters are going to say behind our backs. I'm not worth the trouble." "That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." "It sounds stupid, but it's not," I said. "We'd love to think we live in this amazing world where every precious soul is worth the trouble. But when you're Jenna, or any of the other billion girls on the planet, and you can have a non-scarred dude with zero emotional baggage and no history of mental and physical trauma..."